For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. After a bitter confirmation fight, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court. On CNN's State of the Union, Ohio Governor John Kasich said both sides wrongly handled the process, but he respects the outcome.
It's not about a matter of happy. I mean, he's on the Supreme Court. We have to respect the fact that the Senate made that decision. We had two people who I deeply respect, Murkowski and Collins, two Republican senators that saw differently, but the decision has been made.
During an ABC interview on This Week, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if half the country will see Kavanaugh as being tainted.
Justice Kavanaugh should not be seen as tainted. He should be seen as somebody who went through seven FBI investigations, including just in this last week, another one that was completed this past July.
Some advocates have suggested that Kavanaugh should step aside on cases involving the administration and those he criticized during his confirmation hearing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
At least 20 people were killed yesterday afternoon in the New York town of Schoharie. An accident involved a limo and another vehicle. 18 of those killed were reportedly in the limo. It happened just outside an Apple Barrels, a popular spot for tourists during the fall foliage season. The National Transportation Safety Board has investigators at the scene. Indonesia is wrapping up the active search for survivors and bodies after an earthquake and tsunami. The latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
The 7.5 magnitude earthquake triggered a tsunami on September 28th that devastated the island of Sulawesi. The disaster is leaving over 1,700 people dead and thousands of others missing. Bodies are still being found, but the country's disaster response agency says no survivors have been found in recent days, and a large-scale search operation will wrap up this coming Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It now appears the head of Interpol, who hasn't been seen since September 25th, is being held by the Chinese on suspicion of unspecified legal violations. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, now in South Korea, says his visit to North Korea resulted in unspecified progress toward an agreement with the North to give up its nuclear weapons, but no immediate indication whether a second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un has been arranged. A church in the Philippine capital, Manila, held a blessing for pet owners. Similar blessings are held around the world on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, who was known for his love of animals. Priest Leighton John presented the blessing at the Manila Church, where owners held their dogs and cats up to be sprinkled with holy water. Father John said the ceremony reminds people that humans are part of a global ecosystem.
This is a kind of a symbolic thing to get us out of just being concerned with ourselves.
A small town in Arkansas held their third annual Goat Festival Saturday, where goats dressed up in costumes took part in a parade. Local goat farmer Karen Davis brought in a couple of her pets and tells CBS affiliate THV 11.
I think they're a better pet than a dog, even. I mean, my goats all greet me when I go out. They know their name.
Organizer Sarah Frank said she wants Perryville, Arkansas, to be the Sturgis, South Dakota of goats.
I got on the internet. I couldn't find this offered anywhere, so I created the Arkansas Goat Festival to live out my dream of seeing a goat in costume parade.
The town's population is only just over 1,400 people. As many as 6,000 people took part in Saturday's festivities. For USA Radio News,